taste of Ireland with Visit Belfast. It's time to uncover Belfast, a city alive with arts, music, festivals and world-class attractions. Visit Belfast.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to A Taste of Ireland and to our new Belfast Uncovered series. And I'm delighted to be in the Oh Yeah Music Centre with the CEO, Charlotte Dryden, this evening. Charlotte, it's a wonderful pleasure to be here and a great pleasure to meet you.
Likewise, Ed, you're very welcome. Welcome to Belfast. Welcome to the OES Centre.
Great. We're having great fun with our new series, Belfast Uncovered. And I suppose really what we're doing with this is showing people the amazing diversity. And tonight we're talking about the fantastic music scene and the music history here. Yep. And of course, Charlotte, great news about what happened with UNESCO last year.
Indeed, yes. Belfast is now officially a UNESCO City of Music. It was a 2 to 3 year application process, most of which was done through the pandemic, but we were awarded the title in November.
Brilliant. And before we go into the whole music thing here, I mean, there's so many famous people we're going to chat about this evening. You yourself have a very interesting history in music. You travelled all over Ireland. You were brought up in Cork and Derry. Could you tell us a little bit about, you're an All-Ireland woman.
I am indeed, yes. So my mother is from Derry. And when I was very young, my parents decided that they wanted to live in the country, in Ireland. I grew up for the first part of my life in Bantry Bay, the beautiful Bantry, and then we moved back to Derry in the 80s, and now I am in Belfast 20 odd years. So yes, I've been all around the country.
Amazing. And of course, Derry as well, amazing, obviously music scene there. What was it like for you? What was that like, Charlotte, travelling around? What was it like in Derry and then coming 20 years? Belfast, we can chat about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Derry is a beautiful city and it has some of the best music that's ever, you know, come out of the island of Ireland. And it would be amiss of me to not say that, you know, as somebody who's now based in Belfast. But Derry has an amazing music scene. But when I was growing up there, it was definitely a lot. It was difficult to go to gigs. There weren't too many people touring Northern Ireland. And so I went to university in London. And when I arrived in London, I was very green and hadn't been to too many gigs. And I actually got the bug for music when I moved to London, when all of a sudden this really huge, diverse and multicultural city opened up in front of my eyes. And I, you know, that's where I kind of became obsessed with music. So 6 or 7 years later, I moved back to Derry and became very involved in the local music scene. So I was writing for a local magazine. I was putting on gigs. I was DJing. I was running anti-racism nights through music, and then moved to Belfast and became very involved in the scene here as well. And I think all of that kind of... that kind of voluntary and freelance work in music kind of led me to the job here at the OES Centre, which kind of wrapped up everything I had been involved in previously in terms of really understanding and being very passionate about music coming out of the North.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was looking today there at some famous people, like going back to one of the earliest ones. I remember my mother playing Ruby Murray on the old red record player at home. Yeah. And like she was phenomenal. She was huge. And yeah. I think a lot of people don't even realise that she was from Belfast.
Yeah, Ruby Murray was a massive star in her day. She was selling something like 65,000 records a month, which is, you know, you don't get that anymore because of streaming. Huge star, was in film and a recording artist as well. And actually, I think until very recently, sold more records than Michael Jackson and Madonna. So just, and a lot of people don't know that. And that's what we tell through our music exhibition here at the OES Centre. And we have a bus tour as well. So it takes you around the city and we'll take you through areas of the city where people like Ruby Murray grew up.
Yeah, I was having a little coffee earlier there in the studio here. Just for people to know about this, a lot of people might know the Oh Yeah Music Studio. What can people do and what can they see when they come here?
So the Oh Yeah Music Centre is a dedicated music hub for Belfast. So within the walls of this building, we have a music venue. So you can come here to see gigs. But we also house a music exhibition, which documents probably, I'd say, the last 90-100 years of music that's come out of Northern Ireland. So I think we go back as far as 1937. Jimmy Kennedy, who wrote the Hokey Cokey, was from Northern Ireland. So we kind of begin there, make our way through, you know, obviously them and Van Morrison. We talk about the McPeaks. We talk about the show band era. We talk about rock music. And then obviously into the 90s, which was a bit of a golden period for bands from Northern Ireland. You had Divine Comedy and Ash and Snow Patrol, David Holmes, people like that starting to come through. And you know, that exhibition sort of talks you through all of the people that have made a name for themselves globally, but have inspired people locally as well. So, and we have a lot to be proud of, you know. So you go through the walls of the Oh Yeah downstairs, the exhibition tells you the story. And then the building itself, we have music enterprises based in here. So there's a record label, there's a recording studio, there's a festival, and they're all doing their own thing. And then we have rehearsal facilities. And then the Oh Yeah as a charity, because we're a charity as well, we also do outreach and talent development, and we run a couple of festivals. So we have Women's Work and Sound of Belfast, which is about turning the spotlight up on local music every year in November. And then the Northern Ireland Music Prize, which is a little bit like the Choice Awards or the Scottish Album of the Year over in Scotland. So everything we do is rooted in supporting and advocating and developing and celebrating music that's coming out of the north of Ireland.
And I mean, since you were here, I mean, you're 20 years, you were saying there. Yeah. What have you noticed in terms of, I mean, you know, is it much more accessible now? Is everything, I suppose, with technology, everything has changed dramatically. Belfast seems to be right at the forefront of that. And as I said, we will chat about the UNESCO award now and probably why that is. But just amazing changes you've seen, yeah. Charlotte, over the last 20 years.
Incredible. You know, I suppose we are, you know, we're coming through what was 30 years of the Troubles. And I think we probably started to see changes once the, you know, the Good Friday Agreement was, what, 1998, so that's 20 years now. The Oh Yeah Centre was sort of an idea that Belfast needed a place to hang on to the young people. We didn't want a brain drain. We wanted to keep young people. And actually, some were coming back off the back of the Good Friday Agreement. So there was a new confidence and a belief that Belfast was starting to grow again. And the music scene has always been very strong here. We tell the story of punk that sort of saved people probably during the 70s. Dance music and electronica was massive in Derry and Belfast. So we kind of always knew we had the talent, but the infrastructure needed a bit more support. And so the likes of the Oh Yeah Centre and various other arts centres started to grow and develop over the last 20 years. So there was nothing like this when I was growing up. And certainly, Oh Yeah, I was actually inspired by the Nerve Centre, which was a little bit after my time as a teenager as well. So the changes have been massive. It means we don't have to move to London or Berlin or even Dublin these days to try and make our way in the world musically. We can actually, because of the internet as well, forge a career for ourselves, but still be global and international looking. In terms of the businesses that we might do or the music that we create, it can travel outside of Northern Ireland now, which is great. We were always set a little bit adrift, I think, and there were various barriers, but those are breaking down now. And thankfully, technology and the internet certainly has a massive part to play in that. But also because we're more confident and we're a bigger city now, and the music from the north is travelling around the world because of the likes of the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I've had loads of guests on the show, from chefs to musicians, and they were always saying, going back, like London, it was always, you know, you went off and you learned your trade and then you tried to come back. But that really has changed, hasn't it? I mean, the supports that are in place here now in Belfast in terms of a young aspiring musician, because even though I suppose you can be a YouTube star overnight and you know, there is a lot of possibilities there now. It is still a very competitive business, isn't it?
It's still a very difficult business, and it's brutal, you know, in many ways. And there's still a lot of things that need fixed in the music industry. Certainly, the artist always seems to be at the bottom of the pecking order, given that they're the ones that create the music in the first place. So there's a lot to fix. But the Oh Yeah was created to try and find a way to start developing, supporting musicians that wanted to work together, collaborate, rehearse, network. We are able to... musicians now are better connected to the industry as well, the wider industry. There's more opportunities through funding and showcasing and various other initiatives that can help artists these days. But there was certainly, there was nothing, you know, probably 20 years ago, other than you just put your rucksack on and travel to London and hope for the best, you know.
And what do you think it is, Charlotte, that create, what is it about Belfast and the environment here? Do you think it's sort of, I know we always say out of conflict and pain comes great reward, you know, rewards. And I suppose you have an edgy city now that has really, it's quite world class in what it's become. But what do you think has created that desire, I mean, that passion for music here?
I think music has been a constant throughout the years, would be the first thing I would say. I think that, you know, not to be a cliche, but we are the whole island of Ireland, north and south, we are a place for art and creativity and lyrics and songwriting and music. So it's always been in our blood. And I think Belfast has got that there's a real spirit here with the people. And I think that music definitely helped people through tough times, and I think it's always been the unifying factor. You know, we'll come together through events or parties or gigs or whatever, and I think people do it or get involved in music because it's a passion and a dedication. Yes, you want to be able to make a career out of it, but I think what sets us apart is we are a community here in many ways. Musicians look out for each other. It's about being creative, and obviously that spirit has stayed within us. So that music and making of music was there during the Troubles. And I think that resilience and that spirit has travelled now into, you know, the modern day where young people weren't even born. They were born after the Good Friday Agreement.
Of course,
born during the Troubles. So there's a whole new generation coming through with completely different outlook on life as well. But I think that spirit is within people, you know, and has travelled through over the last 50 years or so.
Yeah. And of course, there's so many iconic. I mean, funny, I was sailing around Belfast Harbour last week doing a bit of work, and we sailed past Carrickfergus. And of course, all I could help but think in my head was, I wish I was in Carrickfergus. And there I was. I actually hadn't really known, but it's amazing, the iconic, you know, that when you hear about the different places as well, there's so many places up here, Bangor, Coney Island, you know, like we could talk with us, like Van Morrison's famous song. I actually used to think that was American, you know, like that's how, and I discovered, wow, a beautiful place called Coney Island up here.
Yeah, we've had Americans come here and think that Van Morrison's American as well, and they're absolutely shocked when we tell them, no, he's from Belfast, you know. But that's the lovely thing. There's always a little surprise musically, you know. So a lot of great people have worked with some really big names over the years. So, and our music exhibition kind of talks you through stuff like that. There's a little story. It's, some people would say it's a tenuous link, but we actually are quite proud of it. Kate Bush watched a documentary about the marching tradition in Northern Ireland and said, where can I get one of those drums? And it was a Lambeg drum. So somebody in Belfast, BBC Belfast, was phoned up and asked where Kate Bush needs a drum for her album. And they sourced a drum maker on Sandy Row. And he apparently said something along the lines of, you can have anything you want painted on it.
Wow.
Because she asked for lilies or something and said, you can have whatever you want painted on it for an extra 20 quid or something. You know, he was used to William of Orange or whatever painted on the side, but she asked for roses or something.
She was also running up the hill.
So it was for Hounds of Love, actually, that they sourced that drum. So
wonderful.
There's just lovely little stories that we tell on our bus story, you know, and that always surprise people.
Brilliant. That brings us along nicely, Charlotte, to your first choice of music this evening.
Yep. So I've decided to go with Danny Larkin. Danny is an amazing sort of new folk artist that's coming, that's really making waves at the minute, and is just back from South by Southwest and representing Northern Ireland. And this song is called Samson and Goliath.
Taste of Ireland with Visit Belfast. It's time to uncover Belfast, a city alive with arts, music, festivals and world-class attractions. Visit Belfast.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
106.8.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland. My special guest this evening, Charlotte Dryden, here at the OEM Music Studio in Belfast with our Belfast Uncovered series. That was a lovely song, Charlotte. Very nice. I actually hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And Donny's wonderful. I would absolutely recommend people go out and
brilliant.
Check her out.
Belfast is only the third city in the UK to become a city of music. Liverpool, of course, started in 2016, Glasgow in 2008. First city on the island of Ireland to receive the accolade. Pretty special. I mean, I think as of today, 59 cities of music forming part of that, what they call the UNESCO Creative Cities Network. So, I mean, people kind of don't realise last year, a huge big deal, wasn't it, this?
It absolutely is. And, you know, the OEM Music Centre, we'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary this year. And we were created and established because we truly believe that Belfast is a great music city. So to receive this award now is just, you know, after a long time sort of saying we know it's a music city, it's almost like an official stamp of approval. It's international recognition that Belfast is indeed a great music city. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we do next with it and where we can go with it. It's a title, but it's part of a very prestigious grouping of cities around the world, and I think that we'll be able to link in with the other networks, and it's very exciting. It took 2 to 3 years to pull it together. And it's led by the City Council with stakeholders involving the likes of ourselves and other music organisations and people with an interest in music in the city. And it's very much going to help us in our, I suppose, the rebuilding and the recovery as well, coming out of the pandemic. There's going to be a renewed confidence. There's going to be, hopefully, it'll leverage a bit of funding. And it's basically the council, you know, sort of saying, we believe in music and we want to do our bit for the city.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of people would think UNESCO heritage sites, you know, in Krakow, you know, you think of the most beautiful places in the world. It's interesting just to talk a little bit about how it, you know, how they award cities this title of City of Music as well. I know you were saying there, I mean, the journey began in 2017. I mean, there's a huge amount of work goes into this. It doesn't just happen.
Absolutely. You know, and it really was a case of the Belfast City Council. Councils have to lead on this in any city around the world. But quite a few people had the same idea. So we all got together and the council decided to pull together a music committee, which I chaired for the last 2 years. And we were there to steer the process. So it was through engagement with ourselves and the sector about what the application for the UNESCO would look like, but also to think about what we want going forward. And that's the exciting thing for me. We know we're a great music city. We've demonstrated now we have a brilliant music heritage, but what can we do now to support music going forward and the infrastructure and the musicians that are based here? I think, go back to what we were talking about earlier about what makes Belfast unique or a great music city. I think a couple of things are we're a small city, but we've got everything that a big city will have. I also think we're quite exciting in that there are changes afoot. And I think we're a little bit like Berlin in terms of like there's a little bit of an underground scene and lots of different genres. So that's a kind of a recognition of that as well, I think, the UNESCO status. But I think it's what we can do with it now going forward is going to be the important part. And there is a music strategy linked to this UNESCO title as well, which the council are leading on. And that's going to be exciting for the music community. Mm. What's in that strategy? What are we going to do with these recommendations and how can we push them forward and make Belfast the best possible city it can be for musicians? It has to be musician friendly. And it's not just about keeping the musicians here. It's about bringing talent in from other places too, so that there's international collaboration. People come here and are attracted here to record in the studios that we've got, put on gigs, be part of festivals, you know, and co-write with the artists based here. That's the exciting thing.
Yeah, no, I think that's incredibly true, because I know Richard Wakeley quite well, and Richard has been responsible for bringing some amazing acts here, the Belfast International Arts Festival. And, in fact, I remember a few years ago, I was in the Opera House here and I was watching the Schaubunden Theatre Group from Berlin performing Ibsen's Enemy of the People in the Opera House in German, right? And it was subtitled. It was one of the best nights of theatre I was ever at. Now, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, they also brought some amazing jazz singers here, world-renowned acts. And again, I sometimes think it's one of the oldest festivals in the world, and still I think people are only coming to kind of get to know really the amazing work they do.
Yes, absolutely. And you've reminded me also of a fantastic composer called Conor Mitchell, who runs the Belfast Ensemble, and he's doing really innovative and groundbreaking things with classical and opera as well, and recently put together an incredible piece of music called Mass in an old warehouse. And when I was there, they did two performances. I honestly felt like I was in New York when I was in the building. There was projections on the walls all the way around. The orchestra were in the middle of the floor, and the audience were encouraged to walk around the orchestra. It was unbelievable. I mean, that's the sort of thing that's happening now in Belfast, which is really exciting. There's so many different and innovative and new ways of using music and creating, and Connor's very much at the fore of that kind of side of things, you know.
But it's amazing how the city inspires that. I mean, I know when we were chatting about the UNESCO journey, I mean, they were saying over 20,000 people were asked, what does home mean to you? Mm. And within the responses, the music was a recurring theme, which is incredible. I mean, that was a big factor, I suppose, in the award as well. And I mean, as holder of the title, there's going to be a series of high profile music events, I guess, now coming up, and there'll be pressure on, I suppose, really, to sort of deliver, won't there?
I think so. I think it's hopefully going to attract bigger events into the city, and there'll be initiatives that will be produced by the city. There'll be some that'll be international facing and others that will be focusing on local. There's quite a lot of focus now on access and inclusion and how we can be a more diverse city musically. I think that's going to be really important. And I also think that it will help to amplify and elevate the existing music programmes that are in the city as well. So yeah, I think there'll be something to suit all levels, from grassroots and walking in and watching a trad band, you know, next to an open fire, right through to what's happening, from the likes of ourselves, like the Northern Ireland Music Prize, right through to what's happening at the Odyssey, to outdoor festivals. You know, it's a very exciting place to be at the minute.
Yeah, no, I was last week Aslan were playing, and I ended up at a Giants ice hockey game. But I was torn between the two. But it's always something amazing happening. Now, Snow Patrol's Gary Lightbody, of course, and Emmy nominated composer Hannah Peel, they've been appointed as music patrons.
Yep.
And now, so Snow Patrol, of course, incredibly international, famous band, and Hannah Peel as well. That's incredible how these guys have got on board as well, isn't it?
Yeah, they've been absolutely brilliant, and they're wonderful ambassadors, the two of them. You know, Hannah, like Gary's obviously been, he's spent his life as a musician promoting the best of Northern Ireland. He's always been a really great champion of music from here, and I think that, you know, it was a perfect appointment, I think, you know, and he was very open to the idea. And then Hannah Peel is a kind of a, she's on the up, and she's coming through, and she's working with all these exciting projects, and she's been nominated for Mercury recently. So two really brilliant ambassadors who speak very passionately about music from Belfast. So yeah, they've been brilliant, you know, and obviously they really help on an international level, because people will know who they are as well, which really helps, obviously.
No, of course. And I mean, the British EDM, I mean, jazz, there's an abundance of classical music that runs through the vein of the city here as well, isn't there? In case people think it's just all, you know, pop, do you know what I'm saying? There's a huge mix, isn't there?
There's an amazing mix. And I'm very passionate about the more underground scenes, or the smaller scenes, because we're a small grassroots venue. So I'm really excited about some of the, there's kind of like a new Riot Girl movement coming through, a lot of female punk bands, which is brilliant. You've got more diverse music coming through. We've probably got more black artists than ever before. Northern Ireland, you know, traditionally was a white society, but that's changing for the better. We're a more multicultural and intercultural place now, and you're starting to see that influence and that fusion, which is fantastic. Probably a better hip-hop scene than I think we've ever had, you know. And so there's all those little scenes. Obviously, you know, blues has always played a massive part in Belfast. Massive, you know, blues and rock and indie, but you're right, classical and trad and electronic music's huge as well. So yeah, Bicep is obviously the big sort of electronic name that's coming out of Northern Ireland now, and they're Belfast boys and doing very, very well. They were nominated for a Brit last year and things, so traveling the world at the minute. So just so much going on musically in terms of genres.
That's incredible. Yeah, Bicep, there, I was listening to their music recently. Wow, it's really fresh, you know, unique, really, yeah. Isn't it?
It is. It's really, it's just really exciting. It's a really exciting sound.
I mean, intimate gigs here, I suppose traditional jams, which you were saying there, it really is all happening. And I guess that's what we were talking about earlier. Just, it's encouraging that musician, it's that's all a place like musicians would be drawn to, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You want them to be drawn to a place that is musician friendly, and that means access to spaces and places where they can rehearse and create and collaborate, and they're in a good venue with great sound. There are appreciative audiences, you know. So being drawn to that is so important for a musician. I think that's the thing that excites me, is like when we start to see talent coming here to base themselves here, I think that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, you must have been delighted, well, of course, we were all delighted when live music came back again. You were open first up here, and you had an influx. It was like an invasion of Southern Reg cards in every hotel. It was fantastic to see it.
I love Dublin accents there for a week.
But it was amazing. I mean, to come up, but I rediscovered all the amazing bars here in pubs, like from even the Dirty Onion, which is a place that's lovely in town there, the Cathedral Quarter. But the whole place seems to be alive with live music. It just seems to be massive here.
Yeah, music is pretty much something that's a staple in every bar and venue, and even restaurants will have somebody playing live, because there is a place and appreciation on the live sound. And I think we really missed it in our first gig there after restrictions were eased, was at the beginning of February with Soak. And that was just a wonderful night. It felt like we were back, you know. There was just a really great buzz in the room. So you can't really, I mean, the hybrid and the online and the sort of YouTube content that was created over the last couple of years has been wonderful. But there's just nothing's ever going to replace that atmosphere you get when you walk into a room, you know, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm looking forward to enjoying a bit of it this weekend now as well.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what have you picked for your second choice of music for us this evening, Charlotte?
Yeah, I've chosen Jordan Adetunji, and it's a song called Woke Up. And Jordan is an example of that new generation of young people coming through that are doing great things in hip-hop and R&B, and he's probably the most successful black artist now to come out of Northern Ireland, and he's just signed a publishing deal, I think, with RCA, Sony RCA, so we're very proud of him.
A Taste of Ireland with Visit Belfast. It's time to uncover Belfast, a city alive with arts, music, festivals and world-class attractions. Visit Belfast.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland with my guest this evening, Charlotte Dryden, with our Belfast Uncovered series. Again, Charlotte, that was a wonderfully interesting piece of music. Lovely, very, very diverse.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and it's great for the dance floor too. It's really good for going out to party.
Yeah, we were dancing around the place here. Anyway, you were telling me, Charlotte, your job, of course, is to promote music here in Belfast.
Yeah.
Now, you're going off to, I suppose, is the biggest music event in what is South by Southwest. You're off to Austin, Texas soon.
That's right.
Flying the flag here for Belfast. Is that exciting for you?
Oh, it's really exciting. That's exactly it. I'm going out to fly the flag for music, you know, from Northern Ireland. And it's a huge festival, incredibly overwhelming, massive. It's probably the biggest showcase, I think, for new music in the world. And it's in Austin, Texas. And we've got some great music from Northern Ireland going out, and Ireland as a whole. You know, there's various acts from that are going out with Ireland Music Week as well. So we all kind of get together and we support the artists first and foremost. They're going to be showcasing and relentlessly showcasing over 3 or 4 days. But, you know, my job when I'm there will be, I'll be banging the drum saying we're a UNESCO city. You need to come to Belfast. And I may be asked, you know, in a room full of, you know, industry executives. It could be agents or managers or festival bookers, or it could be organisations not unlike ourselves, like venues. Why should we? And it's my job to say, because we're world class and we're a UNESCO city. And here's 5 acts you need to listen to. you know, and handing out the Spotify cards and the Bandcamp labels and all the rest of it, and just being a champion, because the artists will be too busy performing on stage, so I've got to do the talking for them, and their management will be doing that too. But because the OYA kind of represents Northern Irish music as a whole, I can kind of talk about a lot of different things. So I can talk about music tourism, I can talk about our music heritage, I can talk about UNESCO, and I can talk about the artists, and I can talk about our festivals. So I can kind of give the kind of the roundup and big up our city, you know.
Yeah, it'll be great. It's great. You'll have a slight smugness with the UNESCO award, I think, isn't
it's
it?
It's kind of the ace up your sleeve, isn't it?
It's an extra little thing. Music tourism, it's a nice concept. I really, we've heard a lot about Northern Ireland, of course, has become synonymous with set jetting, you know, with Game of Thrones, The Fall, all the amazing stuff that's happening up here. Music tourism, in terms of people domestically now coming up, I guess, it's become huge, hasn't it?
It has, and I mean, our music exhibition downstairs is, you know, like I said, it documents the story of music, and we get people from all over the world coming in to see Gary Moore's guitar, or they just want to see. A lot of people actually have relatives that were involved in music that are on the storyboards and the walls, and it might be people that emigrated to Canada. They come back and they spot their uncle on the wall, you know, that was in a trad band, or so we get a lot of that as well. But people are just, I think it will never stop surprising me how much people value that story that we're documenting and preserving. You know, people are very proud of Gary Moore, they're very proud of Van Morrison, they're very proud of Snow Patrol and all, and Henry McCullough, you know, who performed with Paul McCartney in Wings, and all those links that they've got with the big global names. And it never surprises me how surprised people are, but how passionate people feel and will come from America, from Canada, from parts of Europe, just to see our modest little cabinet with a guitar in it, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Music tourism is really, really important to music lovers, but also to just somebody who's just a little bit curious about what happened in the city, what's come out of the city. And obviously the punk scene was huge. Obviously Terry Hooley, the godfather of punk, and the Good Vibes movie. They actually use quite a lot of memorabilia from our exhibition for the film. And I think pretty much everybody I know in the music scene was in that final scene at the Ulster Hall. They got every musician extra they could find for beard and long hair for that film. So, but yeah, music tourism is so important, and it's growing, you know.
Yeah, like Stiff Little Fingers, of course. I mean, you know, a great favourite of mine as well.
Yeah, yeah.
On that, of course, Van Morrison, you mentioned there earlier, even George Best, it's funny, there was a musical about George Best which was hugely successful.
Yeah, I know. It's the things that sort of spring out of, you know, somebody's success, you know. And of course, wasn't there a song, Georgie Boy, I think, in the 80s? Our Bus Tour, which is musical, the only non-music thing that we allow for is we'll go past where George Best grew up, because there was a song, Georgie Boy, which we will mention on the bus tour. And so we've somehow managed to weave that into the bus tour, you know, that was a song about George Best and we'll pass his old house, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, like I say, there's so much comes out of so many stories.
No, it's good, because Chris Armstrong, who was on the show last week, was telling us you can stay in the house, that you could do Airbnb it. Apparently you can never get it anyway, but you can keep trying. It'll be a special one. The music tour sounds really interesting, right? How long does it take and what do you get to see?
Yeah. So the music tour begins at the Ulster Hall, which is the iconic sort of space for Belfast, and it's seen.
And someone performed there first, didn't they? Wasn't that a famous?
Yes. So, well, the first ever performance of Stairway to Heaven was at the Ulster Hall by Led Zeppelin. And we tell those stories as part of the bus tour. One of the other stories we tell is the Clash gig that never happened. So the Clash were booked to play. The council got nervous and cancelled the gig at the last minute, and it caused a riot on the street. But the riot wasn't between Catholics and Protestants. It was the punks kicking off because were really angry. And what happened within that crowd was four lads from North Belfast were inspired to form a band, and it was the Stiff Little Fingers. So those are the sort of stories that we tell on the bus tour. So it begins at the Ulster Hall and it weaves its way around the city. So we go north, south, east, west, Belfast, and we take in as many of the stories as we can. So, you know, we sort of graze North Belfast with stories like James Galway gets a mention, and we talk about Gary Moore and Eric Bell and various other artists, you know, that have made this city great.
Amazing. And of course, the Van Morrison tour is terrific as well. It's amazing what's happened here between the East, the C.S. Lewis over there, of course, what they've created on the East Side. And then you go over to the West Belfast, of course, and there's great concerts there in the Falls Park now, beautiful green long area of Belfast. And even, I mean, the museums that have gone up there. And it's amazing how the tourism, even domestically here, has all become a thing now. And it's very trendy to be going east and west, and the gliders all over the place. And I mean, it's come on in leaps and bounds, I suppose, hasn't it? It's fantastic what's happened.
Yeah, we are a city of festivals. There's no doubt about it. There's a festival for absolutely everything in Belfast, and I think we're in the middle of the Imagine Festival at the minute. But yes, Eastside Arts have a festival, which is wonderful. And Eastside Arts saw Van Morrison perform on Cypress Avenue a few years ago, and then he also performed two shows at his old secondary school before it was pulled down. And then, of course, West Belfast has Féilean Fóibéil, which is the longest running and biggest community festival, I think, in Europe. And that has brought in all kinds of big names over the years. And domestic tourism means, you know, it's largely populated by local music fans and people who will now cross the city for various reasons, which is wonderful, you know. And there's been work between, I think, Eastside Arts and Féilean Fóibéil, which probably wouldn't have happened 10, 20 years ago. But that collaboration and that coming together through music has been really important.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. I mean, I was listening to Kneecapped rapping in Irish recently. They're a bit radical now, right? But I was laughing because I thought, God, these guys are just so smart. It was just so, and the humour, of course, that runs to the music here. The humour up here in Belfast is phenomenal.
We are. We've got a dry wit, I think, you know, and I think we've always managed to make you know, a bit of fun out of even the darkest things.
Yeah,
you know?
And there was Revolution de Cuba. I was listening to live samba music and salsa dancing, and then I was in another place, Burt's Jazz Bar here, which I was brought back to the 1930s. Right, yeah. that was amazing. Now there's a jazz festival coming up as well, I think, shortly in Belfast too, which is fantastic. But just in case people think that it's all like, I mean, it's massive diversity, but like the samba, the Cuba thing, there's so much going on. I was kind of blown away. I was like, my God, I thought it was in Cuba. I was there a couple of years ago, and I was like, this is so authentic. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And you know, festivals like Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival is really good at bringing in world music and world-class music locally and bringing them together and fusing them together. And then we have our festival, Sound of Belfast, which is all about tapping into what's happening on the ground and what's happening locally and turning the spotlight up once a year. You know, every November we kind of wrap everything up into this 10-day here's Belfast, here's what we're doing all year long, just turning the spotlight up a little bit. Come in, listen to, you know, what the trad band or the indie band or the rock band, or they go to the electronic gig, you know, and it's you know, people love it.
Another one that I think is really interesting, and I think Irish people love it, the Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival. That happens annually here as well. Concerts, workshops. I mean, Nashville, God, people in Ireland love going to Nashville and Northern Ireland. You know, they loved it before the whole COVID thing. They would go on tours there constantly, and that comes here. That's really, I mean, that's a very, very special kind of a songwriters festival, isn't it?
It is. It's a great festival, and there's a lovely connection with Nashville. And we are definitely a city of songwriters, and they've really tapped into that, and it's a very long running and brilliant festival.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely amazing. I mean, from, as you said there, from Led Zeppelin to Van Morrison to Ruby Murray, I mean, Snow Patrol, you can go on and on and on. We could have three programmes about it all. What is the future, Charlotte, for yourself now, I suppose, in the next couple of years? What's your plan for world domination, to bring the world and his wife here to Belfast to sing their hearts out, and people from all over Ireland as well?
So the OES Centre is finally open again at full capacity in terms of shows. So we are working towards a full and varied calendar of events. We're going to keep pushing and putting out our brilliant sort of annual showcase, Sound of Belfast. We have an awards night that we want to take to bigger and better places called the Northern Ireland Music Prize. That's a kind of, you know, if you want to see what's being released in Northern Ireland, it's all on our kind of Northern Ireland Music Prize website, because we kind of pull all of that information together every year.
What is that,
Charlotte? It's called the NI Music Prize.
Yeah, and what's the website?
NI NIMusicPrize.com.
Great.
And basically, you know, if you're not sure what kind of music's coming out in Northern Ireland over the last 12 years, you go to that website, it's all there, you know. And what we do is we recognise that great talent every year with an awards event. So it's like a big, big celebration of music for the local scene, and it's starting to attract people from all over now as well. Yes, we're just going to keep fighting the good fight. We're going to fill the venue again. I think live music is very high up on our agenda. I think the other thing, which probably links in with the UNESCO ambitions as well, is I think we're all very conscious of climate change. And I think as a city, we're going to be finding new ways of being sustainable and greener as venues. And I think one of the things that we're looking at is how we can be a greener venue.
Mm.
And I'd like to see how, you know, how we're going to do that over the next few years. I know that Belfast is keen on developing and using our rooftops more. So we're going to see a lot more rooftop type festivals. So, yes, lots of plans out there. And we're just glad to be back and rebuilding from, you know, quite a crushing couple of years for music.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It is fantastic. Well, listen, it was a pleasure to talk to you this evening, Charlotte, and good luck at the South by Southwest. Now, I'm sure you'll have
a great time,
and I hope it all goes well. What have you picked for your final piece of music for us this evening?
So my final piece of music, we've been talking a lot about Belfast and about Belfast musicians and Belfast artists. Back in November last year, it was actually April 21, we commissioned an artist called Jealous of the Birds, a wonderful artist, Naomi Hamilton, to write a song about what Belfast means to her as a musician. And she wrote a song simply titled Belfast Song, and it's really beautiful, and I think it's a nice way to kind of end the show today because it's all about Belfast.
We sit on